It's a true thing that when you hear something a lot, you tend to kind of take advantage of it. You don't pay as much attention to it because you think you know what you're about to hear. But life has a way of throwing things at you that if you're paying at least a little attention, it helps you to refocus your attention on what you should really be thinking of. So this morning, the folks from the Arts and Environments and Decorating Committee were in helping to transfer from last night till today and getting ready for the vigil tomorrow and all the busyness and the things were going. And I stopped over to get some coffee over at Circle K, and I'm standing there waiting to pay. And somebody turns around, and I'm thinking about the gospel and the crucifixion, you know, and Jesus' sacrifice for us and the pain that he went through willingly to be our salvation, you know, and how we're going to come in here tonight and venerate the instrument that he chose to die on for us. I'm in the middle of all these thoughts, just kind of edging my way forward. Somebody from the front of the line finished paying. They turned around and he came up to me and he went, "Hey, Deacon John, happy Good Friday." And off he went. And that changed everything, you know. That changed my whole train of thought about where I was going that morning and all through the course of the day. As sad as it is to know that we're here walking with Jesus the way of the cross to his crucifixion and death, there is reason for us to be happy about that. Because it means that every sin that has ever been in the past, anything that we have ever done in the present, everything that will ever be done has been reconciled by his blood, and he did it for us willingly. He did it for us willingly. You know, and so we need to think about who we are in the world, the kind of people that we, Catholic Christians, need to be, so the rest of the world has an example to follow in coming closer to him. I was reading a book a week or so ago, and it made a reference to an ancient letter that was written by someone in Greek to another Greek person who was both Christians. The letter was believed to be written somewhere around 130 AD. And it talked about Christians in the world and how they're supposed to be. And he's really describing what he sees Christians living as they live out their discipleship in faith for the one who's given himself willingly for us. And I'm just going to read a few lines from this letter. This one page is a portion of the letter, and these just a few lines that I want to read. See if you find any correlations to what we're doing today. Christians are indistinguishable from other men by nationality, language, or customs. They do not inhabit separate cities of their own, nor speak a strange dialect, or follow some outlandish way of life. Yet there is something extraordinary about their lives. They live in their own countries as though they're only passing through, strangers. To speak in general terms, we may say that the Christian is to the world what the soul is to the body. As the soul benefits from deprivation of food and drink, so Christians flourish under persecution. Such is the Christian's lofty, divinely appointed function, from which he is not permitted to excuse himself. 130, 135 AD, the letter was written. The persecution of those days is far worse than the persecution that we're dealing with today, at least here in this part of the world. Catholic communities and Christian communities are being wiped out in the Middle East. And as people take the few belongings they're able to get away from the persecution, they're bringing their faith with them. And they're living it as they work to preserve their lives. And this is what we are called to do, to be indistinguishable by others from nationality, to be what the soul is to the body, the Christian is to be to the world. And so we have lots to be happy about. What a privilege to be the voice and the face and the hands of the feet of the one who loved us completely to the end, perfect fidelity to the Father because of his love for him and his love for us.